Tucked inside an old brick building in Kent is Ubuntu Street Cafe. Ubuntu means humanity toward others. And it's the philosophy of Project Feast, a nonprofit that empowers refugee and immigrant cooks. KUW's Catherine Banwell visited Ubuntu Street Cafe to talk to some of the people involved, and she has this audio postcard.
My name is Veena Prasad. I am the founder and the executive director at Project Feast. When you are in touch with your cuisine and you're cooking and eating, sharing that food, you sort of touch a deeper part of yourself. I'm an immigrant. I grew up in South India. My family moved to the United States when I was a teenager. I spoke English, but culturally, I just always felt like a fish out of water. I just didn't feel like I fit in. Working with refugees and immigrants, helping them learn how to cook food commercially, having more access to these amazing cuisines and these cultures, we're hungry for that. And if they need jobs, why don't we do something that helps them use a skill they already have, a skill that can get them a job, but also a skill that gives them a higher sense of self.
My name is Lisa Nakamura, and I'm the chef instructor here at Project Feast. The menu reflects the heritage of the apprentices. First 2 weeks is intensive classroom, the rules, regulations, temperatures, how to measure things. And then I ask them to come up with a couple of dishes from their homelands that they would like to see. And then I try to figure out how to actually get it from a family-style setting into an a la carte service setting.
My name is Hewat Walalin Tadasa.
And where are you from?
Ethiopia. I love cooking. That's my passion to do. I do this in like restaurant business for 10 years.
So in a way, this is not a new environment for you.
Cooking is not a new environment, but in America, in English, yeah, that's new.
That's new.
Project Feast, it's launching a zine 6 p.m. this Friday at the cafe.